In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have once again heard the record, the account of the day of Pentecost, of God, of Jesus sending the Holy Spirit onto his disciples. We heard that whole story. We hear it every year. The word Spirit is related to wind, air, breath. And so we heard about Ezekiel prophesying to the breath to breathe life into all those dead bones. And that's what it's all about, is bringing us to new life. And it happens through his proclamation of Jesus. Now, a little different twist. Next Sunday, we will hear about Nicodemus. You all are familiar with the story of Nicodemus. Jesus speaking with him about how you must be born again. You must be born of water and the Spirit. And there's this one little phrase that I think I pretty much ignore, but it fits for today, where Jesus says, "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." We are to be born of the Spirit. The 50th day of Easter, the day of Pentecost, the day when the promised Holy Spirit came upon the disciples, we heard about from the pen of St. Luke. And then we will hear about Nicodemus, those strange words. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it. The people heard a sound like a mighty wind, and the Spirit was poured out. But what does being born again have to do with Pentecost? And what does Pentecost have to do with being born again? You recall that Nicodemus didn't understand Jesus. He didn't understand because, in Jesus' words, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is, he was still under the darkness of just the promise, the Old Testament promise, the law. A promise has to do with a future fulfillment. That fulfillment happens only by receiving a new birth, and that birth is by water and the Spirit. Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, of course, when we hear that text, we rightly think of the sacrament of holy baptism. But when Jesus spoke these words to Nicodemus, he had not yet given the sacrament of baptism. So what was Nicodemus supposed to think? Well, he and we all are to think of Jesus and his baptism. John the Baptist saw it. That is, the Holy Spirit descending upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And that's where it all started. And that's the root of our baptism into Christ. Water and the Spirit go together. They have always gone together. Ever since before the beginning, the Genesis, when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters, ready for action. As at creation, so does a new creation happen by water and the Spirit. When we are baptized, we are baptized into Christ. And the apostle says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Poor Nicodemus. How can these things be? He asked. And indeed, we ask with him, how can these things be? All that the mortal eye beholds, this great hymn says, is water as we pour it. Before the eye of faith unfolds the power of Jesus' merit. So, Nicodemus, it is by faith, by faith. It's like wind. The word for spirit, we said, can also be translated wind. You know what wind is. You can feel it with your body. Sometimes you can even hear it, except the wind as moving air has no sound by itself unless it interacts with forces against it. So where does wind come from? And where does it go? Martin Luther said it this way, yes, everything in the world feels the wind, and yet you cannot tell me from which hole it emerges, even though this were but a few inches behind you. Nor can you tell me how far it blows and where it stops, even though it blows right in front of your nose. The point is, we understand our new birth by faith, only by faith. Faith in what? The sound of the wind is heard in this word of God. I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And with this wind is also the baptismal water. Though we cannot understand how a person is renewed by water and the Holy Spirit, just like we cannot understand how God created us in the first place. In a sense, we're really miracles of God. But the Holy Spirit himself creates that gift of faith that, though I don't understand it, because God says it, I believe it. When we are born anew, the old Adam in us is drowned and dies with all sins and evil desires. The new man emerges and arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Water baptism in the Spirit both kills and makes alive. As St. Paul says so clearly, we were therefore buried with Christ through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. A new creation. Notice that Christ is the center of attention. We don't talk much about the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit talks about Jesus Christ. Peter spoke on this day when the people noticed this strange sign, saying, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. God raised him up, loosing the pangs of death because it was not possible for him to be held by it. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing today. The Spirit testifies to Jesus, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He doesn't call attention to himself. Born anew by water and the Spirit, we too testify to Jesus, witnesses of his blessed death and resurrection, and of the eternal life that he gives to all who believe. The wind is the word. The Spirit is the word. Jesus is the word. The word of forgiveness, the word of new life, who will raise our bodies on the last day. The wind blows, We may not understand it, but we believe it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.